Young man, young sister, you get mixed up with unbelievers. It's going to remind me a little bit of Peter, if I can bring Peter. Peter is a wonderful man of God, wonderful example, but we can learn from his failures as well. When there was a pressure, when he was warming himself, where did he warm himself? In the world. He was warming himself, you know. And sometimes you and I might think, well, there is something for me to warm my soul, to warm my heart in the things of this world. Well, listen carefully. And the pressure was mounting on Peter. We know you are one of them. You speak their language, you speak their accent. And you know what happened the next thing? Peter did not utter anything about Christ. Not only the denial, forget the denial. He was going to deny him 3 times. But it becomes very dangerous when under the pressure that we might face under the world, he starts cursing and swearing. And I'm going to tell you, young man, young sister, you play with fire. You find an unbelieving husband or unbelieving wife. As far as the Bible is concerned, they couldn't speak the Hebrew language anymore. You would lose the sense of speaking about Christ. And in return, your language will change completely. You'll start uttering things, you'll start doing things, you'll start acting up exactly like the people of God. And that's why God gives us a word of warning. And that enemy, we said he was called, there's no more time to go through other things, but double wickedness. You know that there are words in the Bible, names in the Bible. So take this as you read certain names. The name is given, it has 2 different meanings, or 2 parts, right? 2 parts, this is 2 parts. Zephaniah Phaniah has 2 parts. The Savior of the world and the Revealer of the dreams. Something, 2 parts of the names. I love Othniel coming into the picture. Because his name has 2 parts. The first part is the Lion of God. And the second part is of the power of God. So you have these 2. So remember that the enemy is what? Double wickedness. So it takes a person to have a double character to defeat this enemy. What is the first thing? Is the double, he's the power of God, Othniel. Now the first part of the double wickedness, if you look in the light of a New Testament, there are many titles of Satan. But he has 2 unique titles. The prince of this world, there is the God of this age, but that's not the subject here. There is the prince of this world, and the other one, you would read it in Ephesians chapter 2. He is the prince of the power of the air. The power of the air. So if Satan is the prince of the power of this air, it was of necessity that someone like Othniel, who is the power of God, to take away that power. So who is our power in light of New Testament? Who's your power? The Star Trek, right? May the force be with you. Right, yeah, okay. May the force be with you. We get entangled with so many things, I'm telling you. We lose sight of the real God. We lose sight of the real powerful Savior we have. The Bible tells us that Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God. But the second part of it is the power of God. You know, we need power to help us. It says that the power that God raised from the Lord Jesus is available for you and for me. If he has double wickedness, if he's the prince of this world, and if he is the prince of the power of the air, it doesn't matter. And if the world can, you know, bring all these attractive things before us, okay. And the flesh, you know, I always say it this way, Satan uses, the world attracts, and the flesh lusts after it. These are the 3 ways that the enemy works, but it's okay. As long as you know one thing. That the lion out of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. The Lord won the victory. And you and I can win it on a daily basis. We can overcome as long as I know the source of my power. And the source of my power is not myself. And the source of my power is not saying, well, starting tomorrow, right? We have these, New Year is coming. And that was me always. Starting New Year, I'm going to start reading the Bible, and I'm going to finish it in 1 year. Right? Have you ever made a new resolution in New Year? I'm going to start January 1st. Start doing this for the Lord Jesus. Here comes 1 day, 2 days, the third day, our eyes start closing. The fourth day, you know, honey, I'm coming. Oh, yeah. Everything is forgotten. You cannot do it on your own. But I have to learn the principle. If I want to overcome, I need to know two things. Because we are dealing with double wickedness. You need to know two things. The lion out of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The victory has been won. So how can I get into it? Is to know that he is the power of God. That I can have Christ Jesus in my life. That will give me the ability and the power to live here in this scene as an overcomer. And unless I take hold of this truth, I'm going to struggle day after day after day. And the brethren can tell me things in a very simple, clear way. And I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. Because I keep trying to do things my own way, my own strength. When I'm losing sight that Christ Jesus is the power of God. And as long as I am taking Christ in and desiring to know more of him and to live for him, that power is going to be available for you and for me. To be like Abraham, again, we'll close with the word of Abraham. When the king of Sodom came to offer him, you know what, if it was in our days, we would say, what else do you have? But when it came to the days of Abraham and the king of Sodom wants to give him all the riches that he can give him, he said, listen, I'm not taking a thing from you. How did he have this? He met Melchizedek. And Christ Jesus is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. So may the Lord help us. To just take these few more exhortations today. And to look into our source, Lord Jesus. The power that will enable me to overcome as we have been exhorted all day. And may it be so. For his name's sake. Amen.